Yes, it is the season of awards. Hollywood is abuzz. Earlier this week, the Golden Globes, of course, and soon the big one, the Oscars.
I want to show you something. This Rembrandt here. People come from all over the world to see this.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
It's a fake.
What are we talking about? It's impossible.
People believe what they want to believe. Because the guy who made this was so good that it's real to everybody. And who's the master? The painter or the forger?
A scene from American Hustler, one of the films in contention for big award honours this year. Nominations released overnight for the Oscars. Let's talk through them. Joining us in this quest, David Michael Brown. He's senior editor of the movie publication, Empire magazine. David, welcome.
Good morning. How are you going today?
Very well, thank you. Now, this has been described as a highly competitive Oscars field. Is that a reasonable call?
I think it is. There's some great, great films which came out, a lot of which we're only just getting to see. But in the States, they came out at the end of last year. And the clip you just played, American Hustle, it did really well in the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. And it's leading the pack here. It's got 10 nominations, along with 12 Years a Slave, which is coming out here soon. So they're two fantastic films before you've even started. And the rest of the best film category, you've also got Captain Phillips in there, Gravity, which has got a lot of nominations as well, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, and The Wolf of Wall Street. So, I mean, there's some great, great films there.
There's some real quality in that field. Some surprises in that. I mean, for example, you mentioned there Captain Phillips, which has got a Best Picture nomination, but nothing for Best Actor, which has surprised some.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really strong feel for acting, and I guess to a certain extent, it's, you know, Tom Hanks, I guess maybe they go, yep, he's won a lot of Oscars. You know, maybe there is that thing, whereas we've got Bruce Dern in there, who don't think has been nominated before, but is one of those guys who's had an illustrious career. Chiwetel Ejiofor, apologies if I haven't pronounced that right, from 12 Years a Slave, is, you know, an up-and-coming actor, and he's absolutely fantastic in this. And then we've got three Hollywood stalwarts in Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Matthew McConaughey, who are all fantastic in their new films and all equally deserving. I think Leonardo is going to get it this year. He's been nominated a lot over the last few years for some great, great performances. And he's absolutely fantastic in The Wolf of Wall Street. So I think he will repeat his Golden Globe success for that one.
Now, one of the interesting nominations, I mean, and it's strongly nominated, very well represented, is the film Gravity.
Yes.
Slightly interesting from an Academy point of view, it being a science fiction piece. Let's take a little taste of that. Astronaut is off structure. a dramatic piece, to say the least, David.
Yeah, look, this is a fantastic film. I think if any film came out last year, which kind of, you could use that off-used phrase, it was a game changer, I think it was Gravity. I mean, I think it will clear the floor. It will sweep the boards for technical awards. I'd love to see the director, Alfonso Cuarón, win director. He might do, but he's got some very strong competition there as well, from the likes of Steve McQueen for 12 Years, David O. Russell from American Hustle, Alexander Payne from Nebraska, and Martin Scorsese, who, you know, everyone loves to see him win an Oscar. But, I mean, Gravity is just an extraordinary piece of work, and especially the first 15 minutes alone. I don't think it won't win Sandra Bullock a Best Actress award, I don't think. I think it's one of those films when technically it was astonishing, you know. There's a bit of dialogue in there which may have been a bit clunky, but I think just an extraordinary piece of work. So I'd love to see it win big technically.
It's quite a ride. Well, you know, you mentioned best actress there, Sandra Bullock, of course, who carries Gravity almost solo for the bulk of its duration. Cate Blanchett, of course, is also up in that category and looks pretty unbackable.
I mean, she's as we all know, she's an extraordinary actress at the best of times, and I think her role in Blue Jasmine, she is wonderful. I think she's very likely to take this home. I mean, we also got Amy Adams who won a Golden Globe. You got Meryl Streep and Judi Dench in there. I mean, she is surrounded by some fine actresses. I think Cate Blanchett will win that.
That's almost, I mean, even despite the strength of her presence in that field, that's one of the strongest categories, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, each one of them is a fantastic actress. You cannot argue that any of them don't deserve to be there. I mean, and I think that's the thing with a lot of the main categories is they're full of people who are just at the top of their game at the moment. So I think it's going to be very hard. I think it'll be a hard one for anyone out there trying to pick every single one. I think there might be a few spanners thrown in. You can never tell. But if anyone wins any of them, you'll kind of go, okay, fair enough. They deserve that.
Now this one should do well. 12 Years a Slave.
I was born a free man, lived with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped, sold into slavery.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
You're no free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Yes, indeed, 12 Years a Slave, and David, that will do particularly well as well. Thank you for your small form guide this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
David Michael Brown, he's from Empire Magazine. It's coming up to the 7 o'clock news here on RN Summer Breakfast.